This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Joining you for hour number two of our show tonight. 855 450 free. If you would like to join us, you can hit us up. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. Load up the Discord software, use your high-speed internet connection and your microphone, and you will sound like you're right here in the studio with us. In studio tonight, it's myself, Chris.
It's Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And we were talking about the Mueller report. And, you know, I tried to bait some Republicans to come out and defend our president. I tried to bait some liberals to say how the whole thing is just a farce and the Russians must have gotten to Mueller, too. But nothing.
You didn't have any success, and I thought you were a masturbator.
I thank you, Rich. I've been accused of that by many people.
Yeah, you're always baiting people.
Baiting.
Yes.
Yes, okay. There we go. But somebody else who is up to no good is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. You know, he's that guy from Kentucky. Not Rand Paul, the other guy. The guy that
there's two of them?
Who has been in Senate for a gazillion years. But he wants to do something. He wants to help the children. And there's no better way in Mitch McConnell's mind than to help kids not start smoking by raising the age to buy tobacco to 21. So that'll work. It'll work. I guarantee you it will work as well as the prohibition on alcohol, which we had in, 1914? Is that when that went in?
1917?
Yeah, somewhere around there. But what was interesting was that to do that, they had to actually modify the Constitution because they realized that the federal government was not an enumerated power to say that a substance was illegal. You know, if you were gonna grasp that kind of power, then you would have to change the Constitution.
All wrong. It was 1920 to 1933, alcohol prohibition in the U.S.
I don't think I comment.
Okay. I think I made a wrong guess.
It was 1920 to 1932?
33.
Okay. So what Mitch McConnell wants to do is raise the federal minimum for buying tobacco from 18 years of age to 21. That way it will be the same age that, you know, you're allowed to join the military and the same age that you're... I'm wrong.
Well, that's the same way they stop 14-year-olds from smoking crack. They make it illegal.
That worked too.
That's why there aren't any teenagers smoking crack.
Is that what it is?
It's against the law.
This is going to work no better than the prohibition on drugs, the prohibition on alcohol, or the prohibition on name whatever you want to prohibit.
Well, just to be clear,
prohibition doesn't work.
This guy isn't leading any kind of charge here. There have already been multiple states in the United States who have raised the smoking.
Keene, New Hampshire has done it, much to our horror and disgust.
So, yeah, not just states, but also some municipalities as well. But
sure.
I think Massachusetts, actually, what they first did was they allowed the municipalities to raise the age to 21. Then ultimately that led to the state raising the age to 21. I think Hawaii is another one. And I've actually been sitting on show prep about Maryland, where they passed a bill just within the last couple of weeks that will raise the legal age to purchase tobacco products to 21 with an exception for military members.
Okay, so let me put on my 10th Amendment hat here and my horrible idea, and I don't recommend this, and I'm not advocating it, but under our system of government, states, absolutely, and states and sub-districts of states, can absolutely raise the age of buying tobacco to 21 if they want. What we're talking about depends on your state constitution, but what I am saying...
If you
saying,
ignore the whole right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Absolutely.
That's
what I'm doing, Ian.
Under the government in the state in which we live, government can do anything it wants to.
Exactly, in the state. What under our system of government is that those are enumerated. Those are powers that are not enumerated and granted to the federal government. The government does not have the power anywhere to raise the age to buy tobacco from 18 to 21.
Are you talking about the government described in the Constitution?
Yes.
That's not our government.
I know that, Rich. You know that.
That's what I actually said that to Phil Christiana.
FBI agent?
Yeah, Phil, he arrests, as he was arresting me, we worked for the FBI, and I said, well, you know, you don't work for the federal government. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, the federal government is described in the Constitution, and the organization you work for looks nothing like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's just not the same organization that's described.
But to my point, there is nothing in the U.S. Constitution that does grant the federal government the ability to do this. And that's something that is, it's ignored on this subject, it's ignored on every possible subject under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out more. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will introduce legislation to raise the federal minimum age to buy tobacco to 21 from 18, he announced Thursday. McConnell will introduce the legislation called the McConnell Bill. That's original. He introduced it originally in May. He said he will cover all tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, which I am enjoying right now. McConnell's backing marks the strongest support yet in Congress for what's been dubbed, quote, T21, unquote.
So it will include e-cigarettes?
Yes, it will. For some time, quote, for some time I've been hearing from the parents who are seeing an unprecedented spike in vaping among their teenage children, unquote.
Well, see, vaping is already, it's all about children, right? That's why they have the delicious flavors. They want to attract children.
Absolutely.
I like the flavor. It's one of the reasons.
It's just a big child, though.
Well, that may be true, only but, adults, you know, like, we're all flavorless. Big children from the nanny state's
only
point
adults
of view.
Enjoy flavorless crap.
Exactly, right. But I, right now, am, and this is a sweet tobaccochino. So if
like
you happen to, if you like cappuccino and you like a little tobacco flavor, I'm enjoying it. Fortunately, I guess I'm not on Mitch McConnell's sites yet until there's a nationwide ban, which will be when the cigarette companies have completely put out of business all the vape companies that they don't already own.
See, oh, man, if they actually banned tobacco, I think that might be the easiest way to cause a revolution.
But they won't because they get so much of their money from the tobacco industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if they banned it, I don't think it would cause a revolution. It just means that prices would go up and people would buy them on the black market. That's all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like everything else. But face it, I mean, we're a country that started
out
with a
2%
tax on tea.
They'd buy the hell out of it, right? If they knew the ban was coming, they'd stock up big time
on
what was available.
Yep.
Of course, then it would still be illegal for them to possess it, but, you know, who's going to, what are the odds they're going to get popped for that? Mm-hmm. And that'll last most people some amount of time after a ban like that goes into effect. Meanwhile, all the entrepreneurs in the black market will be busily acquiring questionable products from China or wherever it is they need to acquire it.
Absolutely. And that is...
And hiding their tobacco plants amongst their legal marijuana plants.
Quote.
What a weird world it is.
McConnell continues, quote, in addition, we... know people who started smoking at a young age and who struggled to quit as adults. Unfortunately, it's reached epidemic levels around the country, unquote. Epidemic levels.
Everything's an epidemic.
What?
They're wearing that word out.
I
it
know.
It used to really mean something. There's an epidemic going on.
Well,
if somebody came to me and said, hey, Rich, there's an epidemic going on, I'd be like, pick one. There's a dozen epidemics going on.
Well, they also love crisis as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But again, is this an epidemic level? Has the use of tobacco products in general been on the rise or been on the decline?
Decline.
I think,
it depends on the length of your timeline.
I think since we go back to the days of, you know, the Mad Men TV series, you know, in the 50s and 60s and early
70s. Huge decline.
Back when you had Lucille Ball advertising cigarettes on her show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there was no cigarette epidemic going on then.
So what do you think? Is it an epidemic? Or is the youth of America being poisoned by tobacco? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE, and let us know what you think. I don't know.
Does anybody actually support this, raising the age?
That's a good question. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the phone number you would call if you want to be on the radio and talk to us about whatever you like. We bring up things. We bring stories into the show, so we have something to get the ball rolling with. But that does not mean that that's what we're talking about. And if you want to change the subject, please feel free. We want to know what is interesting to you. And right now, what I find pretty interesting are cryptocurrencies. These things are, again, taking off, hopefully not quite as insanely as they did in 2017. But a great tool to put in your arsenal is the Edge Wallet. The Edge Wallet is available in iOS or in Android. You can find it in the respective Play stores. You can buy, sell, trade, securely hold on to your cryptocurrencies, and it is completely under your control. You own your money. Support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, many, many more are available within the Edge Wallet. I got a veteran team over there that have been building since 2014, and they are here to secure your freedom. To find out more, you can go to edge.app. That's edge.app.
I use it.
Do you?
I do too. All the time.
I'm getting back into it.
Mm-hmm. So I use Coinomi.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah, and
that's my backup.
Yeah, I will probably install Edge because I would like to have multiple wallets on my phone for multiple purposes, and I haven't found a wallet yet that will let you have multiple multiple root keys installed.
I think both Edge and Coinomi will let you do that.
Yeah,
really?
So you should be able to create a second Bitcoin wallet within Coinomi. That's what you're referring to.
I know you
to.
Can definitely do it with Edge, and I'm pretty sure you can do it with Coinomi as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's new. In Coinomi, the only way to do it was, I mean, you could put in your 26 words or whatever it is and replace the wallet that was in there. But then you had to put in the 26 words again to switch back.
You know what? It may only be Edge that does it then.
Yeah.
Because I know you can make more than one wallet for, like, let's say Bitcoin. You can have more than one Bitcoin wallet in Coinomi. But I think you're right. They're coming from the same seed in that case. Whereas Edge is using a username and password system instead of... They've got some other way of cryptographically securing the wallet information. So check into that.
Well, I mean, it would be like running multiple instances of the wallet, so you would have to unlock each wallet separately if you keep them password protected. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, but you know, that's one of these things. You can cryptocurrencies anymore. You know, Bitcoin kind of started them, but there's so many of them out there now. They are the type of thing you can just load a little app on your phone and you have all your cryptocurrencies right there and you can spend them as you need them or do things like that.
I just introduced a young lady to the Edge Wallet yesterday. We had some folks, local window installers, like automotive windshield installers, came over here, and local folks really liked the activism that we had done. They're, you know, Granite Staters.
Right.
People who are natives who actually understand what freedom is and are really into it. So she was just kind of hanging around. I think she was just there to hang with the guys. I don't think she was really working with them. There was like two guys that were doing the job, and then she
was supervising.
Yeah, right. And so I said, hey, you got some Bitcoin yet? And she said, no, but a friend of mine was telling me all about it. And she knows somebody who got into some cryptos a little while back,
right,
and has been pretty happy just for holding on to it. And so I said, well, you know, download Edge Wallet, and took her through the process. And of course, it's super easy, you know, for somebody that's used to username and password. Edge is the best wallet because there's no writing down 12, 20, 24 words or whatever. It's just write down your username and password. Don't lose it.
Right.
And Edge warns you when you first install the wallet. There's like three checkbox, like, you sure you know that you can't lose this, right? You definitely can't lose this, so take it seriously and store that username and password somewhere where you can have access to it in case you forget what it is.
And then where is your private key stored?
That's something you're going to have to... I know I've had Paul Puey from Edge on the show, and we've talked about that. They have some kind of way of cryptographically securing your keys through a username and password.
Right.
I don't know how it works, but when he explained it to me, it made sense. I just don't remember what it was.
Well, and
they don't know your
password.
I can
think of one way to do it, so I won't say it's impossible.
Whatever it is, they don't know your password. You cannot contact them. They cannot reset your password, so it's just like any other wallet.
Which is, you know, that's an important limitation to note, because they shouldn't be able to reset your password, or your data is not safe from them.
Exactly.
Right. And I will say this, you know, I can hear people out there going, what do you mean, my Bitcoin? Coin is just stored with a username and password. Well, no, it's cryptographically. Those just happen to be part of the key pair. using your username and password, which makes sense. But, you know, when I talk about what cryptocurrency I keep on my phone, I don't keep my life savings. I keep enough. I keep about the same amount of money on my phone as I keep cash in that leather wallet. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I have a couple $100 in my Bitcoin wallet, and I'm not going to keep more than that in my phone wallet. I'll keep that in a separate wallet, maybe on my PC, maybe on a Linux box that I don't use for web surfing.
Well, there's a financial planner out there who says that cryptocurrency is going to collapse. He is not a believer in cryptocurrency. If you want, I can share some of his ideas.
Yeah, well, sure. Share away, please.
Stories from CNBC.com. It was published relatively recently, a little earlier in April. And, of course, you know, we've seen the huge numbers. We've seen the big jump. Bitcoin, of course, hit as high as $20,000 back in late 2017. But according to Peter Malik, certified financial planner and president of wealth management firm Creative Planning, he says, quote, "What we're going to see most likely is we're going to see cryptocurrencies collapse." Unquote. There are so many types of virtual currencies like Litecoin, Ethereum, Ripple, and of course Bitcoin, although some argue Ripple's not a real cryptocurrency, that, quote, "there's no way that even a fraction of them can survive," says Malik, who is also the author of The Five Mistakes Every Investor Makes and How to Avoid Them. He says, quote, is it possible that maybe one or two will work out in the future? Sure it is, he says. But in the meantime, if you buy cryptocurrency, quote, you get no income. It's not a real investment. It's speculation.
That's more or less true that it's not. And okay, like if you're just buying gold, you could say the same thing. Gold is not a productive investment. Gold isn't going to go make you more gold.
Right.
Gold's going to stay the same amount of gold that it was. Well, the same with Bitcoin. So if you're holding it in hopes of an increase in price, then that is by definition speculation. Now, speculation isn't bad.
Right.
Speculation may well be backed up by fact.
But I think what we're going to see, and there are a lot of people of this mindset that believe that as time goes on, that is going to fall away. That currencies, should Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies truly become money, money throughout history has not been prone to wild swings. You don't expect to get rich off of what you use to transact with. And if people are lowering their expectations of gains, then it's likely that it's going to become more like traditional money. You're not going to make a lot off dollar bills.
Because the real point of cryptocurrency should be this is a currency that you can use to send money that doesn't lose value.
Exactly.
It's not supposed to be a money-making thing. It's supposed to be a not losing it all to inflation.
He's got more.
Yep. Ian's got some more also on this story. We'll talk about that and to your calls, 855-453. This
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is demanding an unredacted copy of the Mueller report, as he accuses, without any proof, Attorney General William Barr of misrepresenting the conclusions of the special counsel.
Attorney General Barr appears to have shown an unsettling willingness to undermine his own department in order to protect President Trump. Barr's words and actions suggest he has been disingenuous and misleading in saying the president is clear of wrongdoing.
Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler went on to say that both Special Counsel Mueller and Attorney General Barr will be called to testify before House lawmakers next month. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is set to introduce new legislation that would raise the national smoking age to 21 years old. The Republican lawmaker plans to introduce his bill next month. The bill would raise the national smoking age on all tobacco products and vaping devices. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's how you get in touch with us. Or you can hit us up on Discord, discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound like you are in the studio with us. And if you want to watch us, I mean, you can do that too. You can either watch us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm or at, is it D-Link?
D-Live.
D-Live.lrn.fm. That's a really cool system, and D-Live, it's sort of crypto-backed, which is kind of cool, and it made lots of headlines because PewDiePie, who was the number one followed person on YouTube, I've never even watched him, so I couldn't even tell you what he does other than plays video games and people watch him. I guess that's the gist of it.
Pretty much what he does,
that's,
from what I understand.
So he gets 94 million people who log in and follow his stuff.
Yeah, Rich and I actually did a PewDiePie commentary track on DLive.
Oh, sweet.
On Sunday when he did his first inaugural, or if you will, broadcast there. And you and I had never seen him before, so that was kind of a new thing.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. There's a great React track where he's watching people playing video games.
Right.
And Victor is sitting there paying attention to something else, and all of a sudden somebody in one of the games fires a machine gun, and he hears it over his, and it's the great React track.
Nice.
Somebody clipped it, by the way. It's on our Twitch channel.
Excellent. We're going to go there, we're going to go to the phones, where we've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, it's like politicians are trying to raise, some politicians are trying to raise the minimum age for buying cigarettes, and I vividly remember the day back on 24 May 1979 when I was the victim of a hate crime, where Governor Hugh Gallant signed a bill raising the New Hampshire drinking age to 20 when I was 19, and I was suddenly no longer old enough.
Oh, geez.
And you know, all the usual garbage for excuses. One thing that never ceases to amaze me is how politicians can vomit forth one absurd excuse after another, and they actually think that all they have to do is vomit forth their excuses and ignore the obvious flaws in them, and that
seems to be working
the victims,
for them, right?
And that makes victims okay with this trampling of a right of inestimable value to them and formidable to tyrants only.
Yeah.
The other part of that, what's going on, by the way, a lot of them are figuring that, you know, that they enjoy this being proud of being able to protect somebody in spite of all the intense hostility. They can be very blind to the intense hostility that they incite. Imagine how much hostility they would incite, for example, if they were to impose Congress were to pass a law saying that the drinking age shall be 21 and the age for buying cigarettes shall be 21 in Canada, and the Army will enforce it. Well, how is it any better when a state legislature passes a law saying that the drinking age is 21 everywhere in the state
and
the police will enforce it? There's no difference. And
well, I don't think anybody would get up in the streets over the former.
Now, here's the issue, is that they would rather commit a hate crime against innocent people. By the way, check this out for the excuse, whether it's drinking or smoking. During pregnancy, of course, it harms the baby. And look at fetal alcohol syndrome and stuff. So let's impose this law on men under 21, but not on pregnant women who are over 21, because their rights matter. And the other issue is that back in those days, I vividly remember having a hard time finding a job because I didn't have experience, because I didn't have the job. And what about these nice overpaid union jobs working for public utilities or government agencies? Oh, we have to save those jobs for men who dropped napalm on children in Vietnam. Gee, Tom, why don't you
I'm lost.
Sign up?
What does the union jobs have to do with...
I'm
going to tie that in. See, nowadays, what's going on is they have this law that they take away the advantage of being a non-smoker. In RSA 275, Section 37A, no employer shall require as a condition of employment that any employee or applicant for employment abstain from using tobacco products outside the course of employment as long as the employee complies with any workplace policy.
Okay, so that's insane. So what you're saying is employers in New Hampshire cannot discriminate against somebody as far as if they smoke cigarettes, they still must hire them, basically?
They're still required to hire them, which is a disadvantage. It takes away the advantage of being a non-smoker. Why don't they say, gee, why don't you quit smoking if you want to have a job? That would be...
Yeah, I would agree with you there that the state should not be involved in making those decisions. A business should be able to hire
whoever. I wouldn't say, why don't you quit smoking if you want to have a job? I would say, why don't you work in a workplace where they let you smoke? And those should be legal as well. And then everybody is free. If you're a smoker, you work where they smoke. If you're a non-smoker, you work where they don't smoke. And if you want to go into your discomfort zone, then maybe you ask for more money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tom, thanks for the call. Yeah, it's an interesting idea because I worked in jobs where I was allowed to smoke. Of course, most of those jobs were for the federal government. But if people want to do that, then let them. Nobody is forcing anyone to work anywhere. That's not one of those things that we have done yet in this country, is told people what jobs they do, or if you're in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So if you work for Uncle Sam, all bets are off, and you should have known that going in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in a free market, I think there would be a great market for employees if they said, you know what, kids, you want to vape while you're at work? We allow that. You know, I bet there are a lot of jobs that they would get qualified applicants for where they have a hard time filling positions now.
Whereas other people would say, you know, I'm going to take a dollar more and work someplace I can't vape, even though I do. You know, it's all good. There's all kinds of flexibility in a free market. I hate these union people who say, well, don't you appreciate the 40-hour work week? Well, I don't appreciate being told how many hours I should work a week. Right. I don't care how many hours you want to work a week, and I don't care how many hours you want me to work a week. I want to work the number of hours that I want to work a week.
It's none of your business.
Keep your laws off my body.
Right, and what law of nature defines 40 hours as the perfect number of hours? Here's a spoiler. There is none. That was a made-up number. It just happened to fit, and that's what they ran with. So suddenly, you know, this has the force of law behind it. You know, you can't, if you work more than this, then they have to pay you time and a half. And if you work less than so many hours, then you're not really an employee. All these things are benefiting somebody, and it's not benefiting you.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
That's the deal.
And we all know who it benefits. George Carlin called it the club. It's a great big club, and we ain't in it.
Oh, gosh. But it is sad, and it's insane that, you know, again, Republicans, I want to hear from you small government Republicans, these guys who think that Washington has gone too far. I want you to explain to me what is possibly small government about Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, introducing legislation that sounds like it came right out of San Francisco to raise the federal minimum age to buy tobacco to 21 from 18. What is there possibly, how can you possibly spin that as saying we are the party of freedom and liberty
I'll spin it for you.
Or certainly the 10th Amendment,
right,
which they once claimed some allegiance to.
Ignoring the 10th Amendment, you could spin it as this. Well, look, yeah, it's not going to cost anything extra. I mean, maybe printing a few signs out, changing the number to 18 to 21, but the enforcement's going to be the same. We don't need to hire any new cops or anything like that. It's just a changing in a number. No big deal.
Right. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is McConnell off his rocker? Should only 21-year-olds now be allowed to buy tobacco? It's insane. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And I wanted to tell you about Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Freedom Fest's theme this year is the Wild West, Liberty and Opportunity, or Lawlessness and Violence. Penn Jillette, Candace Owens, John Mackey of Whole Foods, Kevin O'Leary, the Shark Tank, Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank also, Steve Moore, Grover Norquist, libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, freedomfest.com/FTL, and get your tickets now. That's freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL for a discount. Plus, at freedomfest.com/FTL, you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, and John Mackey, all for free. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. That's freedomfest.com/FTL. And we are going to go to the Discord, where we've got, who do we have? Christian Anarchist changed rooms on me. Hold on. We're coming for you. Hold on. See, it's always interesting when we try to do these things live, and sometimes they work. And
you don't actually have to hit the disconnect button just for future reference. You can just click the other room.
Well, there we go. Yep. Christian Anarchist. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, I hear you. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button.
Okay, so I can blame this all on you, not on me.
Yeah, it's all my fault. And I wanted to say that I also, since the cryptocurrency, has been using the Edge wallet. I like it very much.
Nice.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to talk about, give another example of one of the many, of why the news media and the government cannot be trusted. They lie. And then when they're done lying, they lie some more.
What they do now?
Well, I just read this story about how the federal government has busted 60 doctors and healthcare professionals because of the opioid, you know, overprescribing opioids. And they made a big bunch of big to-do about opioid epidemic in this country, and I believe we do have an opioid epidemic, but they're trying to make it sound like it's all because of the doctors. Now, we have a medical clinic. My wife is the doctor, and I'm the administrator. But if you were to try and find a doctor to prescribe you any kind of painkillers,
right,
you're going to have one heck of a time, because primary care, internal medicine, they are under such a microscope that there's no way they can prescribe more than a few pills of painkillers. That's it. And you better have some pretty serious pain in order to get any kind of pain medication, because the government watches every doctor so close that every doctor I've ever talked to is scared to death of losing their license.
When you say the government, you mean the DEA, right? Those people.
The DEA.
And you're referring to the bust, that this was a DEA bust of, I know it was, part of it was in Tennessee, but it was like covered a dozen states or something like that.
Right. Now this this is how things are so blown out of proportion. They say there's 60 people indicted, and this is nationwide, and they say doctors, healthcare professionals, and pharmacists. I'll bet you there isn't three doctors on that list of 60, and there probably isn't three pharmacists, because the pharmacists are also so tightly controlled. And you just can't write a big prescription. If we were to write a big prescription for pain meds for somebody, the pharmacist would deny filling it. They won't fill it. So everybody in the healthcare industry is scared to death of the DEA, and it's actually causing patients to suffer, because a lot of patients have serious pain and they can't get the pain medicines they need. That's why these pain clinics are jumping up all over the place. And then you have to pay extra money to go to the pain clinic. And, you know, it's all a big scam. And I know there's opioids out there, but they're not coming from doctors.
Well,
I don't
know
where they're coming from.
That's one of the reasons that people pick up heroin also, is they just find it is easier to score heroin on the street than it is to wade through the medical system and get opiates.
And to correct your allegations, so I popped up a story out of Tennessee. It said opioid crackdown, what Tennessee doctors were charged. They've got a list. They're saying that 32 doctors just in Tennessee were charged. So
now they can charge somebody for just writing a couple extra pills.
So you're saying these charges probably aren't, may not be real charges, may not be what they're saying.
They sound like real charges.
They're going to blow it out of proportion, because no doctor can write you a pill for, say, 60 pain pills. It's not going to happen.
Right.
You can write 5 days. You can write, 7 days. If you write any kind of large numbers, you won't get away with it very long, one or two times, and then they're going to be busting your door down.
So you work in this field. You're right there on the lines. Okay, so what about the alleged pill mills? You know, you just need the right doctor, and he'll write them to you all day long. Is that a real thing, or is that no longer a real thing?
I don't think it's a real thing. I don't know how you could ever get them filled, because the pharmacies are not going to fill them. If there is a lot of opioids out there, and I believe there are, they're probably coming from places like warehouses and factories where they're manufactured. They're probably leaking out the back doors. They're definitely not coming from doctors.
Interesting.
Wow. And the amazing thing is, all these people then, people in pain, are forced to go score heroin in the street, and then they're dying of fentanyl overdoses, because when you force people into the black market, you force them out of quality control. You can't have quality control if you can't trace your supply chain.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are some people that have crippling pain, like back pain, where they can't even get around, but they can't get their pain medications because the doctors can't write more than a few pills at a time. And this is causing a lot of suffering in our country.
So, well, we make it sound like there's no possibility. It's we either have to go full-blown of, you know, Vicodin is the greatest medicine ever, and we should prescribe it to children, or nobody can have any pain medication at all. It's because regulation has supplanted common sense. Do you know what I mean?
It definitely has, and it's tied the hands of the healthcare professionals to where they can't care for the patients the way they should.
Yeah. Gene, thank you so much for the call. Yeah. He brings up some good points, and there's a guy, you know, like he said, he and his wife are both involved. They're in the medical industry.
And when you think about it, there probably are people going to doctors all the time who don't really need painkillers, but they're going there and lying to the doctors and saying that they do need painkillers in order to get along around the drug laws, or I know that used to happen.
Still does.
But consider the waste of that doctor's time. If they could just, without the war on drugs, they could just walk into the pharmacy, buy it, take 5 minutes, not waste any more time, not drive up the demand for doctors, who, you know, I mean, it victimizes everybody whether they get the pills or not.
Well, why would doctors, Rich, you know doctors make tons of money, why would they even bother with these things? Because they've got all these layers and layers of bureaucracy resting on their shoulders. They can't go to the bathroom without notifying the DEA that they're going to do that.
But I love that.
Yeah, and so why wouldn't they have to be looking for other money? It's insane that this drug war has destroyed care. That's what bothers me the most. And, you know, it's destroyed lives because it's created black markets.
See, and I have sympathy for people who say they're anti-capitalist when they grew up being told that this is what capitalism looks like. This is not what capitalism, boys and girls, looks like, boys and girls. This is what soft fascism looks like.
Right.
It's velvet-gloved fascism is what it is. Oh. And it's been going on since before the First World War, since the creation of the Federal Reserve.
Yep, it's a sad day. Well, yeah, music means that, well, you're not done with us yet. We've got another hour to go because we do 3 hours every night, and we like it. We want to hear from you, 855-450-FREE. Back for hour number two. This is Free Talk Live. Number 3.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.